Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Hi, this is Brian Payton for Community Comment. As parents and concerned community members, we all value our children and share a common commitment to excellence in education to help prepare them for the future. However, schools face many challenges, from decreasing enrollment, loss of excellent teachers, facilities that might need improvement, including property waiting to be sold. As a community, we share in the responsibility of providing an exceptional education to our children. I am passionate about education and moving it forward because we can do better. I am married with four children. Two of my children attend Eureka City Schools. I am familiar with Eureka City Schools. I am running to bring a fresh change to the district. I want to focus on four changes: transparency, integrity, progress, and support. Transparency builds trust between the community it serves and the district. It's essential that we have effectively communicated across all areas, establishing and maintaining trust and common goals. Transparency is key. Integrity comes from being honest, putting forth best practices in education, and serving students to the best of our ability. Progress can help in all areas. I want to focus on mental health issues. Progress can be made in this area to support teachers, students, and parents. I am also committed to identifying additional supports needed in special education. I believe it's our job as a school board to support the teachers in this community with the necessary help, tools, and training to adequately educate our children. I support fiscal transparency and responsibility. I will explore all avenues of funding. It is my top priority to ensure that each student is served in the best capacity based on their individual needs. One of my goals is to focus on the school district's current services and identify areas of need. Many teachers want a change in the district. Now, I would like to address the truth about the recent appointed school board member. The recent appointed school board member isn't being truthful to our voters. She says she is for diversity. Her public comments on Facebook say otherwise. An article was posted about NFL helmets that would feature names of victims of police violence and systemic racism. Her comment was, "No sports for us this year? They might have losses for good. So sad. Sad that the NFL is supporting the victims?" She thought it was funny when she said she would leave Washington Examiner magazines and take her name off and leave them somewhere, and that would make someone not so happy. Is that some kind of a cruel intention? She said she was disappointed in Eureka City Schools in reference to COVID and truly hoped that someone would sue them like Shasta County did. She wanted someone to protest with her against Eureka City Schools over her class time in reference to COVID. She claims to be a Trump supporter, but denies it to our voters. According to her comment, she supports Trump. She publicly posted and claims, "My body, my choice," when she gave her job notice to quit over the job vaccine. She even posted a strange video about masks, and that was Jessica Ribolts, who's running for Trustee Area 5. The right choice is to let our voters know the truth and facts. A vote for Brian Payton is a vote for a better school district and community.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.